camp. You were 18 and on your own. You worked at the salt factory for a while, but you drank too much and missed too much work. Now you're living on the beach. Now there are a few others who live on the beach, but you do have a band. The Distance, the band is called. You were too young to get many gigs. You're hoping to play a cake party sometime. Down there by the distance. To record two songs at Dean Blaze Studio in Red Wing, South Carolina. Spring is salted with love and go again. You hand the demo disc around to various record companies and, Ahira Discs signs you up. Your demo is your donation to the label. In exchange, you can record your album in their high-tech studios with the famous producer, Mr. Blisco Fangs himself. Your single makes it up to number 30 on the pop charts. A very good start. Now, you get a manager, and he gets you a stint of being the warm-up band for the Sirens Assault. You are booked for 30 shows. Those shows go well. You are getting lots of attention and selling copies of your CD to strangers after the gigs. As a bonus, you make friends with the Sirens Assault. You hang out with the drummer all the time. You join the Sirens Assault when there's nobody in the band. The second synth player quits the Sirens Assault, and you join to replace him. Amazing timing, as the band is really getting a lot of national attention from the soundtrack to the popular cult film Godzilla Child among the banjo people. They record a double album that hits number one later that year. You, as a band member, net $4 million that year. Sirens Assault continue to be a major force in the rock and roll world for the next 7 years, netting you millions a year. Enough to retire on when the band breaks up and live double plus comfy, happily ever after. Where I am, where I was, you win. The strange ass, where I am, where I was.